Malchus Shemayim. We spoke about it maintained Shema, was b'chol levovcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol mo'adecho, b'chol mido mido shi moided lecha, b'moid la moid moid. It's against the backdrop of Talbot talking to this Jew that came to speak to him who was drowning with suffering and had all these problems. We tamed it to somebody who was in the operating theater with a Reife Mumcha. Let's take the next step forward. V'doa acharon o'ivim es ha-tipol ha-acharon. Lifnei bo'a Mashiach. We're going through the final stages of the treatment that we need before Mashiach comes. Zmana ge'ula bo'i mitkarev. I think it's fairly obvious to everybody that... Thank you very much. That the ge'ula is coming. Getting closer. All the simonim that Chazal gave us for the Zman HaGaul have been makayim for the first time ever. People say, yeah, there was this, there was that, there was before, there was many events that happened in Achinami, but you couldn't tick off all 15 of the simonim of Bias Mashiach that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Soita like you can today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the surgeon in our marshal, and he's doing surgery on his only son. We understand that Hashem knows what he's doing, right? Anybody had doubts that Hashem knows what he's doing, we have to go back and learn the Hagdomas to the Hagdomas. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. He's not like trial and erroring. That's not how Hashem works. And therefore, had it not been that tefillah was a mitzvah, also it would have been completely also to turn around to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, excuse me, I want this, I want that, I don't agree with you about this, because that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is you're arguing with Hashem. You're telling Hashem, I don't like what you're doing, please change it. If it had not been that that was a mitzvah, you have a chiyuv to do that, I said the Rabbon, I'm not going to the Machlekes now. Aval, anyway, today it's a chiyuv. If it wasn't for the fact that it was a chiyuv, it would be also to do. It goes against all our, everything we know about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, tefillah makes no sense. And that's Hashem, we'll deal with tefillah later. We have a whole chapter here on what's called the tefillah of a Boteach. Someone who's betochen in Hashem shouldn't want to or need to daven. And we'll see why we daven. What's this mitzvah tefillah? It makes no sense tefillah. It makes bichlal no sense tefillah. Hashem knows what's good for me. He's going to do what's good for me. So my nudging, he was going to change his mind if it's not good for me. If your son wants a poison apple, you'll give it to him just because he nudniks you? What kind of father are you? You're not going to give it to him. No matter what he threatens and does and whatever, you're not going to feed him poison. And if it's good for him, which good father wouldn't give the son something that's good for him that he needs? That's good for him. Why wouldn't you give it to him? You're going to wait for him to beg? What's going on in tefillah? So we have to understand tefillah stam. Ulam chokhmosa yisberach gozra she'ein ha-shefa yored mimareimim lo tefillah. Kosh Baruch in his divine wisdom decreed that nothing comes into the world. You don't get anything without tefillah. V'Hashem metzav aleinu litpalel, and Hashem commands us to daven. We'll see many different approaches to this. Yes, his approach. We'll bring other approaches. Rav Dessler has an approach here that's fascinating, why you have to daven. Ulam elanu lishkoach ki tzivu ze hu kolo b'mizgeret mitzvahs v'lo kabolos ol mitzvahs chayves lebo ha'gdomo shel kabolos ol malchus shamayim. We know that the mitzvah of tefillah is in the category of kabolos ol mitzvahs. But there's another kabbalah that's called kabolos ol malchus shamayim, where we know that kabolos ol malchus shamayim has to come before kabolos ol mitzvahs. An amazing, amazing kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara's got the following question. Lama kodma shma v'hoyim shemoya. You know, we say shma v'hafta and then we say v'hoyim shemoya. Shma v'hafta is kabbalah for malchus shemayim. And v'hoyim shemoya is kabbalah for mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, why that order? Why do we first makabal malchus shemayim and say shma? And then afterwards we say all mitzvahs. Certainly, you should start doing all the mitzvahs, and then you'll have a relationship with Hashem. What's Shaykh Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim without any Kiyum HaMitzvahs? From the Shal of the Gemara, you hear the Gemara is bothered by how can you have a relationship with Hashem if you're not doing mitzvahs? And what's the Gemara's answer? Kadeshi Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim Tchila. First, you have to makabel malchus shemayim. First, you have to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once you've done that, v'achach kebel alav ol mitzvahs. Then you can be makabel ol mitzvahs. This nekud is going to be a major part of what we're going to be learning here. How do you makabel malchus shemayim and have a relationship with somebody? You're not becoming the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are given to us in order to get to Avos Hashem and Yedias Hashem. We have to understand how we do this. We said earlier that what's lacking and ultimately what caused the Chulban is a lack of Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. We saw the last time we did the Sefer a few weeks ago that Bais Rishon was destroyed because of a lack of a Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim. Sorry, because of a lack of Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. They had Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim and that lasted 70 years. The 2,000 and plus galus that we're in today was because of a lack of Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim, even though there was a Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. And the Gemara is telling you that you can have a Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim without any Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. Obviously you have to get to Kabbalah or Mitzvahs, otherwise you have Bais Rishon getting destroyed. Either way is a Chulban. You need both. But the Gemara is telling you, Yatzamari Dika Gemara. You can have a relationship with Hashem without doing any Mitzvahs. No performance whatsoever, and it's a requirement. You have to do that first. The Pela Otsum, we have to understand what that's about, and it's Hashem will deal with it. Lulei Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim Ba'avu B'Simcha B'Kol HaMatzavim B'Kol HaTnayim. Without Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim, unconditional Avu B'Simcha in all the situations that Hashem has thrown at us, without any conditions, Kol HaMitzvahs Chesoros Es Toichen HaPnimi. The mitzvahs are lacking the internal value, the internal reality. The mitzvahs are no reality against the backdrop of Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim. V'shekvar hitzbiu al kach hachomim. In the Yalkut Shmoyni, Chazal say like this, Shehashem Yisbarach poina lebo oimer. Kiblu malchusai v'achar kach kiblu gzarasa. First of all, Hashem says, I want you to makabel my kingship. First make me your king, afterwards makabel magzeiris. Why? Ki kolo judi einu makabel es ha'anocha. Hayesod is ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech. As long as a Jew is not prepared to accept himself that the king, that Hashem is the king. Uvohu poel mitoich midas malchus va'ava ka'achas. And that Hashem has the ability to conduct himself with a mid of malchus and a mid of ava together. This Jew hasn't accepted and hasn't internalized and he's not living with that reality that Hashem loves him and is doing exactly what he needs. Everything that's happening to me is biduk what Hashem needs from him. If he's not happy and thrilled by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing exactly what he needs and giving exactly what he needs all the time, so then his mitzvahs are lacking the ikkah of why we do the mitzvahs. It's a relationship you have with Hashem.
Kabbalat Malchus Shamayim, it's not a mitzvah.
It's a hakdama to all the mitzvahs. You're right, technically speaking, Kabbalat Malchus is a mitzvah. Aval in the Gedorim that we're dealing with here, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is akdoma to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is telling you. We're going to go into much more depth and detail what this mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is, but in Achinami. Yeah. It's also a mitzvah. But in the Marechet we're dealing with here, where there's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, then Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, so that's the hakdoma to the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah being there. You know, you're right. Technically, it's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. Hamitzvahs einu chas v'chalol a sefer chukim bilvad. The Tariq mitzvahs, the mitzvahs they do, it's not only book of laws, statutes. Yesod inyan hamitzvah hiya chizuk hatzmidi shel hakesher bein kol yudi leboirei. The mitzvah is that which mechazek continually the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein kol od sheyudi lo kibel alav malchusa shel Hashem ba'ava. To the extent that a Jew hasn't mekabled or malchus shamayim ba'ava, he doesn't have a relationship with Hashem, as mitzvaysav miroiknes hay mitoiknen apnimi. The mitzvahs are totally emptied out and lacking of their real deeper meaning. Umekesha Ava Boreolam, and the love relationship that they're coming to me mechazik. If you don't have the relationship, you can't mechazik the relationship. You can't mechazik a relationship unless there's a relationship to mechazik. If the relationship's over, it's over. You don't mechazik it, you bury it. If there's a relationship, but it's not so chazak, it's not so good, whatever, but there's a relationship, as you can mechazik it. But you can't mechazik something that doesn't exist. Advarim amuri beyoyse klape mitzvahs tefillah. As long as the Jew's not happy with the way Hashem's conducting himself with him, the tefillah start looking like complaints and quetching. You're not happy with what Hashem did, you're not happy with the panos, you're not happy with the situation, you're not happy with that situation. As the tefillah start sounding like complaints. And there we have to learn a bit of Hilchus Tfilah. It'll teach us a little bit about the mistake of kvetching and complaining. That's not what Tfilah is. You want to complain and kvetch, it's a good thing to do. There's room for complaining and kvetch as well in a Jew's Marechet. But that's not Tfilah. Chazal tell us, first of all, how does Tfilah work? Good morning, brochas. You have to first say thank you for what's happened, and then tzaak ala osid. When we don't tzak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many messengers to send us that will make us tzak. Plenty tools Hashem has that will make us scream. Please Hashem, could you make it? No. Tzak. Yishma Hashem tzakosam. Hashem heard the tzakot. Yehudi she'eino moed al ha'aveh, a Jew that can't say thank you and have a chorus of toy for what happened yesterday. Ve'yize aveh kasheh k'kol she'eh. No matter how difficult yesterday was, no matter how much suffering and pain he was in yesterday, Mulo yochol agit toda raba. Kol oid yudi elu chayes aymuna. Ki boira oilam umelach oilam. As long as this Jew can't live with the reality, with the emuna that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's boira v'melech kol oilam. V'iz barach yoda heiti v'makir is kol she'adam tzorich. And Hashem knows what you need and He knows what's good for you. He knows everything. Oysidi lo yoichel li yois tzoak ala osid. He can't scream about tomorrow. Why not? Because he's tzak al osid. He's a kvetch and a complaint. He's not saying thank you for yesterday. He's kvetching about yesterday and he's begging not the same thing that happened yesterday. You first have to say thank you for yesterday. Now you have to work out what you want to change. V'chein amru chazal, lo'ilam yisada adam shvacho shel mokem v'achar kach yitpalel. First, a person should arrange and organize all the praises he wants to give Hashem, and then you should daven. That means when you're in pain, you don't just get up and say, Hashem, give me, or do this or do that. La'olam yisada adam shlochay shomakom. First, sit down and write out all the praises and all the thank yous and all the good and everything you have, and then daven. Then mitpalel for what you think based on your havana. And that's what tefillah means. On our vana, what we think is good for us, you have to ask Hashem. Sidur shvaka shal mokam kheilem es ha-korev ha-yediyah ha-brura ki al-kol ha-nogas Hashem iti adato. What does it mean, sidur shvaka shal mokam? Order, arrange your praises of Hashem. It's the recognition and the deep knowledge, clear knowledge, that everything Hashem has done up to me now, ani moedele v'moed moed. I thank Him very, very much for all of that. I praise Him and thank Him for everything He's done to me now. I thank Him good for the good and also for the bad. It means my perception of good and bad. It's all good. But you know, different halachos, different brachos, based on my perception of what's good and bad. Chesed u'mishpat ashiru l'cho Hashem azamro. David HaMelech says chesed u'mishpat ashiru. Whether it's chesed, whether it's mishpat, whatever you're doing to me Hashem, I sing and I praise you. Im chesed ashiru v'im mishpat ashiru. That's a good morning brachos if you want to go look it up. Daf Samach Amud Beis. David HaMelech says chesed u'mishpat ashiru l'cho Hashem azamro. Im chesed ashiru v'im mishpat ashiru. I'm singing praises to Hashem. Mizmor le David, mipnei Avshalom benoyim. Mizmor le David. Your son's trying to kill you and you're singing Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor LeDavid. Your son's trying to kill you. Mizmor LeDavid. I can see what you're all thinking, because I'm thinking it as well. You've got to be out of your mind. Yeah, there are things going on in my life now that are mamash noira vayoyim, that I don't want, that I'm trying to change, that I'm using every tefillah and segula and tula I can use to change, because I need Lord, it's a Lord Tovli. And you're telling me now, you have to go to someone and say, thank you, I really appreciate it, this is mamash wonderful, thank you so much. Now can you change it already? What's he talking about? We have to see, we bear that question in mind. There's a stiru minay obeya. If you're saying thank you, this is wonderful, it's the best thing for me, why would you ask someone to change it?
It's a step. You have to go through.
What do you mean it's a step? You have to always do that. La'ilam. La'ilam, yesad, I'm shvachal makam v'achak yitpalel. That means I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand and feel that this is the best thing that could have happened to me. And then I say to Hashem, change it. Thank you for winning the lottery. I'm mamash appreciate having $10 million in the bank. It's the most wonderful thing. Hashem, mamash, I can't tell you how grateful I am. I can pay off my chayvus and I can this and I whatever, whatever. Now take it away. I don't want it. There's many things a person, there's not one person sitting in this room isn't suffering from something that he would like changed. Nothing. There's nothing in this room that somebody wouldn't like to change if he could change it. Give me a room of a million people and ask me if there's one thing they could change in their lives, what would it be? No one would say, no? Hashem, just carry on doing what you're doing, I need my pursuit. I don't know anybody. Bring me the person, I'd like to know how he does it, I'll learn from him. Why would you want to change something that's the best thing for you? For something that's not going to be the best thing for you? No. Whoa. Talking against the backdrop of this information that we've just been given now. Yeah? This is the best possible situation that could be for me. You see it, but intellectually you've internalized it, you know, it's from a college bochum, this is the best thing that could happen to me.
At this time.
Which idiot would want to change the best thing that could ever happen to you?
Because it's at this time. At this time it's the best thing. But
so why you want to change it?
Because next time it's perhaps...
Not next time, I'm now, I'm in this moment, I'm not next time. Why would you change something that's the best thing for you? We'll see, Emetz Hashem, I told you, we'll deal with what's called Tfilin Sabotayach. Hishtadlis Sabotayach as well. Why do Hishtadlis? Why change anything? Why make any effort to change anything if it's the best possible thing that you could happen? And it can't be anything other than the best thing that could ever happen because this is from Hashem. And what Hashem does is the best thing for me. He's not doing anything that's bad for me. Okay, we'll have to mishalev that with the sugya of Kamein Kishayim Shavokin Alatoyev Kishayim Shavokin Alara. But I'm just telling you, there's a stereo, you have to be aware of it. It sounds very nice, good, it's all for the good, and then I happen to change it, and I call Beseder. What are you talking about? It's not real. So I turned around back to our friend, our Jew from Monday, was it, when we first met him. We, just for those who have just got here, we're not even in the introduction yet, this is the foreword. We've got a lot of work to do. But just be aware of the problem. Tefillah is an enormous, enormous problem. And there's many different approaches to this. Panita v'amati lo isi yudi. Turn around to this Jew and I told him, Eineini yoichel lazolecha. I can't help you. Uchel rak letet peyotches haklalim keitzad lachshov. What I can give you are the tools, the Torah tools to teach you how to think. The basic principles of Torah Shkofa. Keitzad litkasher im boiroilom. How do you connect and have a relationship with the creator of the universe? Which is also not so posh if you think about it. Keitzad tekabel al atzmechol malchus shamayim. How do you bekabel upon yourself al malchus shamayim? Rak lachish tekabel al malchus shamayim. Sorry. As O Malchus O Shel Hashem is Barach Be'emes, Rak Az Titmolenu La'alta. Sorry. Rak Az Toichel Itpalel Keroi. See what happens one day at the best midrash, if one can read properly. Rak Az Tuchel Itpalel Keroi. Then you can daven properly.
Is that person who had all the tzaras?
Yeah. This is the guy with all the tzaras from the other day. Yeah. A friend. I don't know, we didn't have a name. We call him a friend. Oysel Yehudi.
Right.
This Jew that he met that was drowning in sufferings of enormous proportions, without exaggeration.
The tzaddik
who was suffering, couldn't understand why, if he's such a big tzaddik, why is he suffering so much? Yeah. רק לאחר שקבל על המוח על אוהל מלכוס של השם יצברך באמס, רק אז תוכל להתפלל כרואי. Then you can daven properly. וחזוקה על תפילה שאינו שובר ריקם. We have a חזוקה, we have a לוחה, we have a promise. There's no תפילה that doesn't get answered. או שבקשה שחתית מלאנו לאלתה, or your request will be answered immediately, וגם אם לאו, תדע שהדובר הוא לטובוסך. And if not, then you must know that that's what's best for you. זו תפילה אמיתית שקודמה לו קבולוס המלכוס שמיים. That's a תפילה that first of all there's a קבולוס המלכוס שמיים. לפני שיהודי מעיז לפתוח את פיו בבקשה לפני השם, before a Jew has the עוזוס, the chutzpah to open his mouth and start telling Hashem what to do, Alav ledat kit kol ha'ovah hayatoyv u'matim avori. You have to know that everything that's happened up to now was the best possible thing that could have happened for you. Ein lo shum tluno v'tiroim as chas v'chadila. He's not coming with tainas and with complaints and with kvetching. No. I thank you for everything that's done up to now, at least intellectually. We're talking about an adelia. We should have that adom as well to this year and also maybe on front time tomorrow. Just understand how when you're learning something that's demanding ideal levels like this, you're not holding anywhere, how do you deal with it? We're describing an ideal here, and you've cottoned on to that. This is not where any of us are holding. Sorry, I don't know. There's no way I'm holding. I'm rochok from you, and I've been through the sefer a few times. This is, I think, my third version, and this one's been bound. So this is not the first time we're dealing with this subject. Vani rochok is there, so what I have to know all this ideal stuff for? This is far, far from us. Intellectually, we believe and understand it, but how much of it's internalized? We have to have a hakdama, there's a share on how you live with the unreal when you're not anywhere near there. There's certain issues that have to be discussed. We don't have time now, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, remind you. לפני שאתה מייז לפתוח את פיו בקושי לפני השם, עליו לדעת כי כל האובר היתוי ומתאים עבורי. First you have to know it's all good. At least intellectually. אין לו שום תלונה ותלונה יש חספילים, זה לא קומפליינט. רק באופן זה תפילוסו היא תפילה זקה ורואה להסקבל לפני יושב מרואים. Then his תפילה is the correct תפילה and that has the merit to be מקבלת. Rak achrei ha-moedi lo b'moed v'oid. Only after you've thanked Hashem for all the suffering and the tzoros you've got. Ho-idia al-kol mida v'mida shenogu klapei b'chaya. Only after you've thanked Hashem for every measure that He'd handed out to you. Ani oimu nipel. Then I can stand up and daven. Ki kak tzivisan nipel lefonecha. Because you told me that I have to daven. Az vos kenechtona, daven. Lule retzoncha shitpalel. Had you not told me that I have to daven, if it wasn't your desire, your yearning, your taiva to hear my tefillas, whatever that means, but Hashem yearns to hear our tefillas. Lo hayiti ma'iz levakesh mecha meuma. If you hadn't told me to daven, Hashem, why would I bother getting up here and talking? En shum sibah litpalel. You commanded me to daven, so now I have to learn the sugya, I have to understand why am I davening, what is davening, and then I have to get up and daven properly. Aval mitzidi, a kol tov, and in shum bayot shani tzrich for you to change from. That means Hashem, we have to see. We have to. It's very important before we go further tomorrow, just to understand the sugya of real ideal process. When you're learning, the Musa process is made up of three parts. When you're learning the ideal, you can get very, very verblonded. You can get very badly lost. You have to learn how to deal with these three different aspects of any change process. Where I am, where I've got to get to, and how I get there. Hagdomiyat, because otherwise we're going to get lost here in the ideal. And we so from this ideal, either we'll start pretending that we are where we aren't, or we'll just dump it because it's just too hard. You have to work out what Hashem wants from us when you're learning ideals. Real ideal process. Where I am, where I need to get to, and how I get there. I'm in Bet Shemesh, I need to be Yerushalayim, how am I going to get there?
Can I ask you something about that?
Everyone's excused, I'm done. If you want to stay out of mind, I've got a few minutes before I fall asleep.
This ideal, I'm talking practical. A few weeks ago, I was running to learn.